Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR in More Than Money. Faisal, for all the recent volatility we've had, over the past 2 years, I got to tell you, I don't think markets and portfolios were the number one concern that our clients had.
No.
Not through the pandemic.
Not at all. Not at all. And in fact, what's growing concern as the economy changes, as this province changes their economy, here are the biggest concerns. Top three. Okay, it's like Family Feud or something now, right? Okay, number three on the list. Number three on the list is what's going to happen as I age.
Right.
Okay. So as people are aging and they start seeing things like long-term care facilities and home care and all this stuff happened in the pandemic, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Number two on the list is, given everything that's happening, will I still have enough money to retire? But the number one concern that's now, according to our clients at least, is not about them.
No.
It's about their children or family members.
Yeah. And two sides of that.
So the one side is, I don't want to be a burden to my family members. Yep. As I age, if I need help, if I pass away, oh my God, I don't want them to experience or feel like they're a burden.
Yep.
Or I'm a burden to them.
To them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The second part of it was, I want to make sure that my family members are secure. They're okay.
Lots of kids have lost their jobs.
I'll give you an example. I've been speaking to one of our clients, Dave, single, well-to-do. He's got enough cash. But looks at his nieces and nephews and says, you know, this world is tough on them.
Right.
You know, they didn't get all the same cards I got to play this game.
Yep.
So I want to help them.
Right.
And then we've got parents who are saying, hey, my children lost their jobs, the market's changed.
House prices,
whatever it may be. Bring them into my house.
Yep.
Let them stay with me. Let me take care of them. Or they need to buy a home, the prices have gone up, I want to help them with that.
Absolutely.
Right? So helping your family members, worried about them, making sure that they have it. And there is proof behind that the millennials of today make more money than the boomers did at that age, indexed to inflation.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay? So take the average 55-plus individual. When they were in their early 30s to early 40s, these millennials, they are making more money on an inflation-adjusted basis versus the boomers are.
Right.
Okay. Here's the difference. What they can buy and afford has been completely changed.
Right.
And forget about Alberta market. Think about Ontario and
or
British Columbia.
BC. Yeah.
You can see, or in the States, or in Europe, or wherever it may be. The concern for the children to have that quality of life, similar to them as parents, has been diminished.
Yep.
And so the need or feeling to help, to the concern, they're worried about them.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And sometimes they're making decisions, emotional decisions, right, on either side. I would say in some cases without proper planning and thinking it through, right? So how do we help?
Yeah, that's where, you know, when we started collecting all this information and playing our version of Family Feud top three issues for our clients, the one thing that we said to each other is we need to bring in more experts.
And they need to be broad-based, right? They need to be,
this is not about their financial situation.
Right.
This is what the name of this show is called, More Than Money.
Yep.
This is what it's all about. It is definitely more than money. It's about family.
That's right.
It's about people who are important to them. Okay, now you have people who are important to you. How do we as Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group or PKAG, what can we do? We've just started our newest program with our clients.
Yep.
This is for clients only, and it's called the PKAG Community.
Right.
What we've learned over the years when we were hosting in-person conferences with our clients, we used to bring experts to them.
Right.
They would sit around a conference room for a half a day or a full day, and they get different experts speaking to them. They get a chance to talk to each other, learn from each other, and build community that way.
Well, and what we found, let's call a spade, we found when we first started running that years ago in that get-together format, right, that the true value went well beyond the expert. It went to do with the community of people sitting around. And I'll tell you, and I know you remember this, the very first one that we ran, we got a call a month later. This is the most striking, maybe one of the most striking moments in my career, by a woman who said, listen, I was sitting at a table, there happened to be four couples, and out of luck, all these four couples had aging parents. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And it was primarily the women's responsibility at this table to help take care of that aging, their aging parents. And we got this call to say, can you put a support group together? I found it incredibly valuable.
Till this day, they're still speaking to each other, working with each other on how to take care of their
parents.
That's
the value of a community.
That's 10 years later, Dave.
That's right.
So that's community on a micro level. We want to grow that for our clients and so forth so that they can have the same type of conversations. Now, given where we are, we do a bunch of them either virtually or in person when we can. But the objective, again, is not, it's not just about the money. It's not stocks and bonds. It's about the things that are important to people.
Right. And educating in those areas. Right. What are the options? What can you do? What shouldn't you do? Learn from people's experiences.
Yeah. How have you, Dave, you're 7 years my senior.
Yep.
And you say one line to me. Yeah, I'll remind you every time. you say one thing to me almost on a weekly basis.
It drives you crazy.
Look into your future, Faisal.
Yeah.
You're going to experience what I'm experiencing.
Right.
And I hate it that you're right all the time. Okay? My knees hurt when I get out of bed. I did nothing all day. Damn it, Papa, when she was right. Yeah. You know? I had to move my phone. Yeah. You know, 12 feet away from my face because now my eyes are changing. Damn it, Popwitch, you were right. But you've experienced this. So the community that you and I have is how you can help me or mentor me through the things that you've gone through in life that I can, that well, you actually can see happening in mine. But when you're going through it together at the same time,
right?
And people are in different parts of that journey, how much help and support there is? What's that community? That approach is very important.
Yep.
So I'm glad that on Monday we get to host this for our clients. It's more than just bringing experts in. It's building that conversation. It's facilitating relationships. It's facilitating that community to help each other. And we know that when you get into becoming a retirement transition specialist, it's more than just the money. It's about the experiences and lifestyle of the people.
Yep. And there's a collective wisdom. A community means a collective wisdom, right? And I think that's what... that's what people have to recognize, that it builds, you feed on each other, it builds momentum, ideas build momentum, right? The relationships build momentum, all of those things. We've seen it, we're gonna try to grow and expand that, right? Magnify it in all of the different areas that are critical for people to have this thing we call retirement, the experience that we just kind of flippantly call retirement.
Yeah, it's like a destination, not a journey,
right?
So I think when you look at the key issue of taking care of your family members or not being a burden on them. There's some financial stuff for sure. There's some legal stuff you have to figure out. But what's the true intentions and wishes of the family, of the individual? And what does a burden mean to you? Because what a burden to you is different than a burden to me.
Correct, absolutely.
How you would want to care for your two daughters as they go through their life would probably be different how I want to. But the meaning of the value system that we have, that we share, is going to be similar so we can discuss it, but there's more than one or two ways to handle these problems. Having collective ideas, collective approaches, and more importantly, collective solutions.
Yeah, and I think that's really key. So although we kicked this off Monday, this discussion around being a burden with kids, I think it's really important that we go back and reference what you said. What are we, 12 years on this show now, right?
Yep.
I think it's been 12. Called it More Than Money 12 years ago, looking into the future. What did we see? What we saw was that this is going to be your experience you call retirement is going to be way more than the money. It's going to be a lifestyle.
Yep.
It's going to be a series of choices that will result in experiences, and it's going to go just beyond you, right? Just beyond the individual.
So if you want to be part of the PKAG community, you got to find a person who's a client of PKAG and have them invite you in, because that's the only way you can get into the community. So we would say, if you want to know about these discussions and these programs that we're going to have every single month and you want to be part of it, find a PKAG client and get your name on that list so you could participate, because that's the only way, if you're not a client, you can get in. But there is a way you can learn about how to bulletproof your retirement. There is a way you can learn about profit and protecting in all these different market situations. And we're going to talk about that to the public on Tuesday, December 7th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, thanks very much for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.